The Dow is down today, losing almost 400 points just in the last 2 hours of trading. It closed down 127 points, or 1.5%, at 8,852. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 were down about 6 points each. And the London Interbank Offered Rate, or LIBOR, dropped for the fifth consecutive day. Now, that's good news. That suggests that credit markets may be thawing a little bit. Well, how's this for groveling? We're very grateful for the guidance of Attorney General Cuomo. We know that Attorney General shares our commitment to rebuilding AIG's business and paying back the U.S. taxpayer, and we will address the Attorney General's concerns expeditiously. Those are the words of Edward Liddy, the chief executive of the insurer American International Group, or AIG. Liddy said yesterday that AIG will supply key documents to New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. He's looking into the compensation of the top executives at AIG. The nation's largest insurer, AIG, went nearly bankrupt last month before getting a huge loan from the Federal Reserve, which makes us, well, majority owners of the company. How are we doing? How are they doing? The Wall Street Journal's Elizabeth Williamson has been following the story and joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, Elizabeth.
Nice to be with you, Amy. Thank you.
So Cuomo's probe seems to have already received some results. AIG canceled a planned $10 million payment to its departing CFO, Steven Benzinger. Is it your sense that more canceled payouts are on the way, more golden parachute cancellations are on the way?
It's quite possible, Amy. I think that what now AIG has started to grasp the public relations implications and also the implications for its own business going forward as more and more of these things come to light. You know, the trips, the $440,000 spa trip, the $10 million severance packages. I mean, this all for a company that is newly 80% owned by U.S. taxpayers like you and me, this starts to look kind of bad.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's very satisfying to see incompetence punished. But what exactly is Cuomo investigating, and how does he have the authority to do that?
Well, the company is based in New York, so that's part of it is on his turf, and what he's really looking at is what he calls improper payments. Now, whose definition of improper? I think it's going to be his. I mean, the problem with a situation that AIG has found itself in is that it is more or less at the mercy of government now, and so you had today. I did a story on. That was in the Wall Street Journal yesterday on lobbying by the company to weaken oversight of mortgage originators. And today the Senate has sent a letter to Mr. Liddy, probably making his day, asking them to stop doing that. So they do find themselves in a difficult position in that they are increasingly answerable to taxpayers.
Right, Elizabeth. But didn't Governor, former Attorney General, former Governor Eliot Spitzer try this tack with executive compensation with Richard Grasso, the former head of the SEC, and he didn't get anywhere with this? If this was something that was agreed to between AIG's board and these departing executives, even though AIG now has 80% of its shares owned by you and me, how can we step in and stop this previously inked deal from going through?
I think that kind of remains to be seen. I know that that the Fed is taking a look at some of these issues too, which some have argued is a little late in the game because, as you know, the September 16th is when the Fed stepped in offering credit to AIG. And they didn't. A lot of what they agreed with them under the conditions of that deal is not completely public. So for it to come out in this manner, exactly what is and what isn't allowed is interesting. And so it'll be interesting to see what the Fed does to try and put a little more transparency into the situation.
Thanks so much. Elizabeth Williamson has been following the AIG story and continues to do so for the Wall Street Journal. Thank you for joining us on WNYC's Financial 411.
Thank you for having me.